DatingWomenRadioShow.com excerpt, June 3rd, 2015. If she hesitates at all when you ask for the number, then it's not worth it. We talk about a guy that had a coffee date and ended up with her number, but isn't going to call her. Find out why. Want more? Take the free trial to the Doc Love Club. Members get access to over 90 hours of audio and articles just for them. DocLoveClub.com. Enjoy the excerpt.
Doc, tell me if this guy handled it right. I think he did, but I wanted to bring the story to your attention. Okay, so he had a met a girl online, had a coffee date, one of those afternoon things. They had a pretty good time, but he said she never touched him throughout the entire date. He thought that was a red flag, of course. And then he said to me, he said, well, at the end of the date, I asked her for a number, said, what's your number? And she said, well, I have your number. And then she hesitated and then finally gave him the number. He said, you know what, I'm not going to call this girl. But, Doc, what say you?
Now, he did the right thing. Yeah, when you say to a girl, give me your number. In this case, he had a date. He probably just lined it up through the email or tweeting or whatever. But once he got there and he spent the 45 minutes to an hour, 10 minutes, let's say, talking to her, and then just out of the blue, he says, by the way, what's your number? This throws all women because there's no buildup to it. And if they don't say, oh, sure, you know, give me a call. It's, 800-404-2644. Like, great. And she says, well, I have your number, out.
Yeah.
He's out. Yeah, at best, her interest level is 51 to 55, and I don't want to deal with somebody that's reluctant. I want a red apple. I don't want a green apple. I don't want to have to work from 51% all the way up to 99. That's a lot of work. Whereas when you get somebody, oh, sure, I'd be happy to give it to you. Now we got somebody to work with. But the name of my column is, women don't lie, men don't listen. And that reluctance in her voice, that tells her interest level. She can't lie on that one.
And that's what's so powerful about not dancing around the subject of getting a number. When you, like you say, Doc, when you shock them, when you surprise them, it really reveals their interest level.
The truth comes out. That's the thing. That's what guys don't get. And I remember some guys telling me, well, you know, I want to ask her if she has a boyfriend. I want to ask her what she likes to do. I want to ask her if we can get together. You don't ask her any of that. You just say, because it encompasses it. When you say, give me your number, that takes care of the boyfriend. That takes care of interest level, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. That's what's great about it. And when you throw a curve like that and they start backpedaling, well, I got your number. What has that got to do with me having your number? Nothing. What, you're going to call me out? You're going to play the man? You're going to be the aggressor? It was a stalling technique is what she did. And then reluctantly she gave it to this guy. But no, he should have chucked it. Waste of time.
Well, he did chuck it. And, he made a statement to me. I think you're going to like this, Doc. He says, getting a number like that is like getting fool's gold.
Exactly. Couldn't have said it better.